estimated that the American adult makes 35,000 decisions a day. Decision fatigue is defined as the impaired ability to make decisions and control behavior as a consequence of repeated acts of decision making. When we experience decision fatigue, it may impair our ability to make trade-offs. We may prefer to fall into a passive role in the decision-making process, and we may make choices that seem impulsive or irrational. Welcome, everyone. In case you are new to the podcast, I would like to take a moment to introduce myself and why I decided as a busy working mom to find the time to put this together. When I was in my late 30s, after working as a surgical physician assistant for about 13 years, I found myself severely burned out. This affected my relationships, my work, my mental, and ultimately my physical health. I felt like I didn't have time to breathe, let alone the time to find the resources to help me out of my burnout cycle. I did find a way out that has led me to a more fulfilled and joyful life. I would like to be a resource for you to do the same. I will walk you through simple steps to integrate into your busy day to help you move out of the burnout cycle. Even if you feel like you don't have time to breathe, you can do this. If I can do it, literally anybody can. Please note, because I am nowhere near perfect, I may slip up and use an occasional minor curse word for emphasis or due to raw emotion. Please be aware. Thank you so much for being here. Let's break the burnout cycle together. Are you looking for another great podcast? So if you're recovering from burnout, you're starting to learn your self-worth, you want to negotiate for higher salary and become a financially free PA, a great podcast to tune into is called The PA Is In. It's hosted by Tracy Bingaman, who is such a lovely human and has taught me so much as a PA. It's a podcast by PAs for PAs, where boundaries reign and common sense is making a comeback. You'll hear from thought leaders in medicine about legislative updates, optimal team practice, and how to heal as a whole person. Be sure to add The PA Is In to your queue and tune in to the latest episode. Hey everyone, welcome back. So today on the podcast, we are going to talk about decision fatigue. It's estimated that the American adult makes 35,000 decisions a day. There's emerging science that is pointing to negative effects of making all these decisions per day, like not being able to control one's behavior and the quality of all the subsequent decisions. So decision fatigue is defined as the impaired ability to make decisions and control behavior as a consequence of repeated acts of decision making. Now just think about all the decisions you make per day. It is incredible. And I think a lot of them are on autopilot. You know, it's just when I go to the store, it's like, I know I'm going to grab the eggs. I know I'm going to grab toothpaste. And so I think a lot of these are built in and you don't even think that you're making a decision, but you are. Decision fatigue can impair our ability to make trade-offs, meaning how do we compromise? How do we make a trade-off if we can't get exactly what we want? So I'm going to stick with the toothpaste example here. So say you go to the store and the normal toothpaste that you grab isn't there. And you're like, oh, and you start looking at all the other toothpaste and you're like, okay, well, that one doesn't have what I need in it. That one's whitening. You know, that one's sensitive teeth. And you just get overwhelmed and you're like, I just want the toothpaste that I want. When you're fatigued, when you have decision fatigue, that's going to seem like a big decision. And you're going to get really, I used to get really super upset. Like, why don't they just have my toothpaste? I just want my toothpaste, right? That is decision fatigue, at least in my brain, that is. Whereas, you know, when I'm calm and feel good and I haven't made so many decisions, I can walk in and be like, oh, they don't have my toothpaste. Okay, well, all right, I'll get this one because it's the most similar. Doesn't seem like a big deal, right? Those are those trade-off decisions that can be really hard to make when you've already made 38,000 decisions during the day. Decision fatigue can also make us want to take on a passive role in decision-making, And it can also have us make choices that seem impulsive or irrational. When I look back on my life, I can definitely see the times where I wasn't able to make trade-offs on decisions, or definitely took a passive role where I just handed stuff to Phil about our finances, and definitely made some impulsive and irrational choices. So great examples of impulsive or irrational decision-making. For me, a lot of it was around food, right? So I've made a million decisions. I'm walking in from work, and what am I going to do? Am I going to eat a salad, or am I going to eat the cookie on the counter? Am I going to fill up a big glass of water, or am I going to crack a beer or wine, right? So impulsive decision-making, just not the best choices. Or even you could do it around money, right? Screw it. We're just going to pay for it because I don't have time to figure this out. Or we need a vacation, so we're just going to book one and, you know, let the pieces fall where they may. It can get to a point where, you know, when you've made so many decisions, you can start making poor decisions about your health, about your finances. And I would say that it has even come into work for me, which you hate to think that I'm making poor decisions around patients, but when you get to a point of decision fatigue, we may not be the most aligned with evidence-based recommendations. And there's actually data to back this up. So, you know, these are the things that we need to tread carefully and make sure that we're at least trying to help ourselves, right, feel better. But also, when we feel better, we make better decisions for our patients. And maybe we do have the bandwidth to sit there and say, hey, this is not recommended. This is not evidence-based. You know, I'm not going to do this. These are the reasons why decision fatigue is so important to spend a little bit of time thinking about. So what do we do to help ourselves not deplete our executive functioning and emotional regulation with decision fatigue? So how do we minimize our decision making? Well, when I was thinking about this morning, I was thinking, well, I've made things as easy as I possibly can. So I'm just going to take a few examples from my life where I like comfortable clothing. Business casual to me, it's not comfortable. I hate to say it, but it is not. Even though, you know, business pants have become more stretchy, and it's just not a comfortable place for me to be. I am very comfortable in scrubs. And what I mean by that is, not operating room scrubs that don't stretch. I mean, the scrubs you buy online now that are fantastic. They stretch, they've got pockets, they fit well, and they just move with you. And they're like repellent to fluids, which is fantastic as a provider. So I said, screw it. I'm not wearing business casual anymore, or business professional, whatever we're supposed to wear in clinic. I said, I'm going to wear scrubs. And you know what? I'm not going to wear heels anymore, and I'm not going to wear uncomfortable shoes. I'm going to wear sneakers because I walk almost 4 miles a day at work. It's silly for me to try to slide into flats that have no support. I'm absolutely not going to do it anymore. But that decision has made it so easy for me in the morning to get ready for work, because I'm not trying to choose, okay, black pants, pink shirt, what shoes go with this? No, there's none of that in the morning. It is, I put on my scrubs, I put on Bombas socks because I love them so much, and I put on my shoes. It's simple. I don't have to think about it. There is no decision there. It is one less decision. No, actually a few less decisions I have to make per day. What else? So I bring my lunch to work every day, and I've made it super easy for myself because, again, in the morning, I'd be looking in the fridge like, what am I going to bring for lunch today? I just have it down now where I'm either going to bring the leftovers from dinner the night before, or I'm going to bring a kale salad. That's it. Simple. It's really easy to make in the morning, super fast. I can get out the door quickly, and decision made. It's done. I don't have to make other decisions in the morning about like, okay, well, do I want to bring a cheese stick today? Do I want to bring some hard-boiled eggs? No, it's very simple. I'm encouraging you to simplify your routine somehow, something that works for you. So the other thing I did was I don't like going to stores, and COVID kind of helped with this. But if I can order online and just pick it up, it keeps me out of the store, which keeps my brain from being overloaded with all of the things on the shelf that I'm like, ooh, let me look at that product. Ooh, let me look at that product. Ooh, that's a new product, right? No, I don't need to look at the 17,000 toothpaste that there are. I just need to buy some toothpaste. And I know which one I like, and I know I'm probably not going to change it. So why am I looking at all of the overwhelming choices? It's all an onslaught to your brain. Because everything that you choose against is still a choice. It's still a decision you're making. And that adds into the 35,000 decisions we're making a day. So let's just take medicine. So I'm trying to minimize my decisions at home. How do I minimize my decisions when I'm at work? Well, a lot of this we don't have control over. You know, we don't know what patients are going to come in. We don't know what the decisions around them, surrounding them, need to be made. So it's really important to minimize my decisions in the rest of my life so that I can be really, really strong in my decision-making for my patients. So that's been really important to me, and it has helped significantly. The other thing that has really helped is that when we try to predict the future, we try to forecast every single path that could possibly happen. And then we try to make decisions off of that. Like, if this path happens, I would make this decision, right? So already, you're making decisions about things that haven't happened. And my patients try to do this all the time. They're like, well, if my lymph nodes come back positive from the surgery, then what are the next steps? And then if I have to have systemic therapy, then what are the next, you know? And they go down these roads, and again, they're trying to make decisions. I'm trying to give them information and, you know, help them make decisions, which wears me out. No, we have to stay in the moment. And not that I don't give them the information. I'll say, you know, we do have great medicines, but let's do one day at a time here. Let's focus on surgery. Let's focus on getting through surgery. And once we have the results of that, we'll go over this in depth with you and go over the decision-making process at that time. I just reassure them that we're going to be here for them the whole way through this journey. And a lot of times that will end that cycle of making the 35,000 decisions in the future that aren't the decisions we need to focus on today. And again, that decision fatigue comes in because if patients or if I myself go down that road of what's going to happen in the future, what's going to happen in the future, and I start trying to make decisions about the future, and then I need to make a decision in the present moment, my brain feels scattered and it feels like it can't make that decision. That's decision fatigue. So simple tips from today is to really look around and see where you can minimize your decision making. Other things I've done are, you know, we basically make the same dinners every week. And if we want to have a fun dinner, like a dinner that needs a lot of decisions, that's a Sunday night dinner. Because Sunday, I can think about that all day long. I can go to the store. I can make those decisions. And it doesn't wear me out. But during the week, when I am really decision fatigued by the time I walk through the door, I really just need to have that planned, that it is not a decision. I'd open up the fridge. I pull out what we're going to do that night and done. That's one thing that's helped. Again, staying in the moment and not thinking 15 steps ahead where I'm trying to make decisions about things that haven't even happened yet really helps my decision fatigue. These are small things that you can do to really help your brain because, again, when we walk into work, we may not have control over how many decisions we need to make that day in and around our patients. And so really minimizing that decision fatigue. I've also talked to my kids about, because one thing that really weighs heavily on me during the day is when I'm trying to handle patients is when they text me and they're like, Mom, you know, can I go up to Harris Teeter after school with my friends. And so I've kind of laid a groundwork with them that, yes, you can go, but it has to be on a day where you feel like your homework is accommodating to that. I do need the text to know that you're going, but I will let you go. And so it isn't a question. It's not a decision. They'll say, Mom, I'm heading up to Harris Teeter with my friends. Pick me up at this time after work. So there isn't a question there. There isn't a decision to be made because we've established that that is an okay thing to happen. So we've made that decision beforehand and that it only can be once a week. It can't be multiple times a week. Again, that's one more decision off my plate. We've established that it's okay. These are the circumstances surrounding it. And then I don't have to make a decision around it. All things that you can integrate in to minimize your decision making. And again, this will look different for you than it looks for me, but I am sure you can look around and there are things that you can say. I mean, even if you bring your shoe selection for work down to like three pairs, that's less decisions than having 15 pairs. Really hone in. I really hope this helps. It's just another aspect of really helping our brain feel like we have control over our day, helping it stay focused and calm, helping our nervous system stay calm. All of these little pieces factor into helping our days feel calm, in control, and really help us mitigate burnout. I love you all so much. I can't wait to see you back here next week. On the podcast next week, I have the most beautiful guest. His name is Prince EA. I want you to look him up on YouTube. He has over a billion views on YouTube. He just started a new podcast called Sauna Sessions. Check him out. Just an amazing, powerful interview that we really connected on an energetic level. I'm really looking forward to y'all hearing the interview next week. Have a great week. Take care. I'll see you back here next week.
If you're really enjoying this podcast, head on over to Apple and give me a rating and review. And also click that follow button so that you know when the next podcast comes out. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. The information, opinion, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast is not to be considered professional advice. Before starting any change in physical, mental, or dietary practice, you should consult your medical provider.